I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 951, How to Have a Loving Conversation. Good, positive, constructive, loving, genuine conversations don't just magically happen. They sometimes need to be planned for, even practiced, and anticipated. You know, a conversation can go bad really quick. We've all had it happen. I mean, we enter into the conversation, we really want it to go well, but then when we walk away, we end up saying, oh well, instead of it went well. But it doesn't have to be that way. Or maybe the conversation just was, yeah, just ho-hum. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. It doesn't have to be that way either. Let me show you today how you can intentionally have more and more loving conversations along the way. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and others in our everyday lives. And that love is often expressed simply by the daily interactions that we have with people along the way. I want to give you four tips. I'll put the cookies on the bottom shelf first, and then over the next four episodes, including this one, I'll unpack them just a bit. They all come from the book, The Six Conversations. The subtitle is Pathways to Connecting in an Age of Isolation and Incivility by Heather Holman. What she's sharing has never been more relevant or needed in our world. In a world of political divide and family feuds and isolation culturally, we need this book. There's so much good stuff for us. So I'm going to introduce her work to you today and give you the first of her four bullet points. I'll give you my spin on each of her bullet points each day, and then over the next three episodes, we'll cover all of them. So here are the cookies on the bottom shelf. If you want to have a loving conversation, be curious, believe the best, express concern, and share your life. Today, let's just tackle the first one, be curious. When you talk to people, try loving them by simply being curious. In other words, be genuinely interested in them, in their story, in their life, in their needs, their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their joys. You get the idea. I'll never forget the time that Jane and I spent hours with a couple that we had known for years, and I thought that we were dear friends with them. Over the course of the evening, we ask lots of questions about them and their children and their work and their lives. But what struck me is that in all of that time, they never ask a single question about us. And when the evening ended, I told Jane, I just don't feel very loved by them. Now, this is not about being nosy, but about being interested in what interests someone else. Being teachable, being in tune with the song of their soul. Whether their soul is singing a song of praise or a song of lament, you care about that. You ask about that. You want to know about that. You might say things like, tell me more, or I'm curious about that, or wow, that must have been amazing. What else? I'd love to learn more. Friends, this is an easy peasy lemon squeezy way to love, podcast family. So here's the great question. Anticipate the next person you will encounter. How could you be a loving, curious presence with him or with her? Let's pray. Father, help me to be slow to speak and quick to listen, as James tells us. There are those that I will encounter today who will feel your love if I'll just listen to them. Help me to be loving and appropriately curious, not talking, interrupting, but caring and quiet. Help me stay focused on what the person is saying, on where their heart's song is going, so I can better ask the next question that will help them feel loved even more. And God, when I do speak, may my words be seasoned with grace to help in time of need. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 952, and in the meantime, well, we're just getting started. Heather gives us three more tools for our T2G communication toolbox. And I know this, I've never met anyone who didn't want to have more loving conversations. Yet most of us just don't know how to intentionally do that. I pray that today is giving you one more way to love better. May God surprise you with many loving conversations along your way today.